Once again this year, last Friday, the young people of our eighth grade in the parish school put on a wonderful presentation of the Living Stations of the Cross that some of you were present for. And all of our parish school children attended during the day. And one of our first grade classes, they asked each of the children to write something about what they had seen. This one little girl said, "I felt like I was actually there. When I saw Pilate sitting up there, I wish he had said, 'Don't crucify him.'" Think about that. What a different direction human history might have taken if Pilate had the courage to withstand the pressure of the Jewish leaders and the mob. He said, "No, I'm not going to crucify him. I don't find him guilty." As the gospel today and last Sunday tells us over and over again, "I find no fault with this man." But take it one step further. Suppose the disciples of Jesus, you know, the ones that took off on Last Supper, and others in the general population of the community in Jerusalem, suppose they had the courage to stand up to the Jewish leaders and say, "No, don't crucify him, he's innocent." But they didn't. Like us a few moments ago, they shouted out, "Crucify him." They went with the crowd and shared blame for Jesus' death. You and I know that it's not just Pilate, it's not just the people who lived in Jerusalem in the first century in Jesus' time that ultimately share responsibility for Jesus' death. You heard Isaiah say it. It was for our sins that he bore this penalty. He took upon himself our guilt and our blame and our infirmity. You and I and sinful people from the whole course of human history all share some of the responsibility for Jesus' death on the cross. That truth weighs upon our hearts if we pay attention to the theme of the liturgy of Good Friday. We come here because we are sinners, recognizing the consequence of our sin and the death of Jesus. But that is not the final word. Those of you who are reading along with us this Lent, the Matthew Kelly book, Rediscover Jesus, may recall in one of his earlier chapters, Matthew Kelly says this. He says, "The cross is the most powerful and most convincing evidence of the radical love of God that comes to us in Jesus Christ. Radical because of Christ's willingness to sacrifice himself, even to the point of death, out of love for us." And so while we share responsibility for Christ's death, we need to embrace the profound mystery of God's love for us that led Christ to lay down his life for us. That's why St. Augustine says, "Let us openly and fearlessly proclaim that Jesus Christ was crucified for our sins. Let us profess it, not with fear, but with hope. Not with shame, but with glory." Good Friday is about our proclaiming that we do confess Christ died for our sins. By the glory of God, we have been saved.